On the show today, we have Allegiant's very own Justin Cook talking about the importance of automation and lending, and we're going to need it in these next few months as there's going to be a lot of changes, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Allegiant's very own Justin Cook. Justin, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing fantastic, brother. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Appreciate it. Your summer's going A-OK, I assume? Everything's okay in your neck of the woods?
Summer's all right. I'm up here in the farm in Oklahoma, so things are okay.
Oh, a little warm in that part of the country, I think, too, right?
Warm is always an understatement in the summer.
Exactly. I know that section. I used to live in Texas, so I know warm very, very well. So, let's talk about something really cool, automation and lending. And everyone talks about it, but is it a reality? Is it really happening today? So, and what does it mean from a financial institution and a borrower perspective? Is this stuff really happening today, or are we still on the cusp of it?
Yeah, I mean, I think the answer is probably a little bit of both of those things. Okay. You know, obviously that's the goal. Everyone wants to automate much of their processes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, institution, it varies, obviously. You know, from a lender experience, when we think of automation, you know, it's really to me about freeing our employees to work with our members.
Right, right.
Instead of working and looking at numbers, looking at data, comparing all these pieces, we let the tools do that for us. And then from those answers, we can then interact with that member a lot better.
Right, right.
Whether it's a problem making the loan work, whether it's, you know, getting the pieces of the loan to finalize it. Allows us to focus on the member, which I think is lost sometimes.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, from the borrower experience, you know, I think the borrower experience, most of the, especially on the younger side, everyone's looking for that same experience they have when they're ordering a pizza.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really comes to become that simple to them. We're going to put information in and we expect to have answers back from that.
Yeah.
We expect to have some sort of action that we're going to have to take place to get that to happen. But you know, it's happening rapidly. We look at today, what's going on around us, the need for automation and the need for online and obviously being mobile ready and being able to meet our borrower where they are.
Mm-hmm.
It sort of smacked everyone in the face. And I think it's really that process that we were all on to get to automation, it sort of sped that up.
Oh yeah.
It made us have to start looking at technology and how we interface with our members differently.
Yeah. And I think the sooner you get that stuff, I want to say implemented, but the sooner you get it going, the better off you'll be, especially in the members' eyes, right?
No, 100%. And it's also, I think at times automation can seem to be, I don't want to say scary. I don't think scary is the word anymore, but there seems to be some hesitancy at times from it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's about having software and tools that allow you to grow into those things.
Yeah.
You know, it shouldn't be, hey, here's a one size fits all model. Hey, if you want to automate these processes, you should have tools that let you. And as you want to automate more and grow into that automation, the tool should let you.
Yep. And it just adds value to your institution for sure. Hey, so what are some of the trends and questions or requests that you're hearing from financial institutions today, credit unions in this case? And then what capabilities are they looking for in a solution that you're hearing?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of the same words are out there. We've been hearing cloud-based,
mm-hmm.
everything being mobile ready. I think we're still hearing all of those, the idea of automation on the decision engine side.
Mm-hmm.
A big thing that I'm starting to see is the idea and the need for consolidation. I think we're seeing that, you know, to achieve all of these things we want through automation at time, we tend to have a lot of vendors and we have to have a lot of pieces that need to integrate together. Hey, the cloud base makes it easier for all of us to integrate and for data to be passed around. But to really consolidate that and find tools and find, you know, either through partnerships, integrations, or through a single company that can provide, you know, what you're looking for and not have to be so spread out.
Yeah. Which leads me to my next question. You guys just acquired a company called Finance Genius about a year ago or so. So how does that lending platform complement what you guys are offering, your suite, and what makes it unique?
It was a great segue. Great segue. Yeah. I Allegiant acquired, again, I'll give you a little back history.
Sure, sure.
I was with Finance Genius since its inception. And as we built this lending tool, it was really a proprietary tool for a company that we ran that did lending. And it sort of grew out of that and became an actual full-blown LOS because what we were doing and implementing the processes, the credit unions and the networks we worked with really liked what we did,
mm-hmm.
Sort of naturally grew out of that. And as we sort of grew and changed and we were looking for partners, we really met up with Allegiant and it just fit perfectly. Their ecosystem of obviously being one of having a digital ecosystem. and being the face of the onboarding process and the digital banking piece. You know, extremely the lending side of it is really just, you think about it as they're going out and trying to sign customers, customers are asking them in the CE space, well, what do you do for lending?
Right.
What do you do for this piece? What do you do for this piece? So as you're building that ecosystem, lending is a cornerstone in that. And as that partnership conversation grew, we really grew into a whole different place, and it just fit perfectly. And then the purchase happened, and it's gone really good. I think the uniqueness about what we do with Allegiant is we both have similar ideas when we were developing software, and so they really fit really well together when it was configurability, ease of use, which is extremely important for the borrower and for the lender.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. And so tell us about the lender experience. What are lenders looking for today? Obviously, the automation is so important, but what else are they looking for?
Yeah, I think they're looking for, I mean, from what I hear and when I talk to people, the idea of being not just on the borrower side, but on the lender side, being mobile ready, having a system that they can manage themselves, something that's not hard to configure, where it takes a lot of times you can see someone's configuring software, whether it's automated decision engine pieces, it's arduous and the process is tough. So what happens is this sort of thing stays sort of just in that single box they've always been in. Mm-hmm. And when you look at what's going on again today, where we have to react very quickly to things, the ability to be able to change and update your risk tolerances, whether it is your rate tables, even just how we look at a borrower, because we all might be looking at borrowers a little differently here pretty soon.
Oh my, no doubt.
And to be able to react to that quickly, obviously software is great to be proactive, and that's a beautiful part of it. But sometimes things change on a dime, and that system needs to be able to support you to be able to make those changes, make them very quickly. You know, the lender experience, it's especially obviously lenders to me look at the borrower experience a lot, and which is important. And sometimes we forget about that lender experience. And it should be a software that's intuitive, easy to use for your employees, and it shouldn't take, you know, sometimes a computer science degree to administer your software.
No, it shouldn't. You got to make it the whole process for everybody. Make it as easy as possible. It sounds like that's what you guys are doing. And speaking of that, I mean, what are some of the benefits of self-service configuration for loan products? What are some of the benefits of this?
Yeah, I mean, the benefits are vast. Obviously, we talked about being able to react. But also not really be beholden to, you know, customer support and these sort of things, putting in tickets to have to get something fixed and resolved when it's easily done by you and by your institution. You know, self-service on the borrower side is obviously extremely important because that's what they're looking for.
Right.
But to get from point A to point, you know, Z, wherever we're trying to get there, can take a lot, takes a lot of steps. And you have to have a system that allows you to configure control and adapt and create a new workflow and a new type of, you know, lending system, new loan product, whatever that is, should be able to do that.
Does this also allow, because you mentioned earlier about the makeup of the borrower, the borrower, that's all going to change since the pandemic, you know?
Yep.
I've heard the FICO score is going to be thrown out the window, you know, because of what's happened now. I mean, is this process able to handle those types of changes as well? Because it's going to look a lot different in 2021 and beyond. That's just from the people that I talked to.
No, 100%. And I think it's interesting because you talk about the FICO report and FICO scores kind of going out the window. Brings me back to what we talked about, how this is sort of speeding up our process to automation with what's going on. The FICO report was kind of on its way, not out, but was sort of being evolved and changed over time.
Yeah.
So it's sort of speeding up this process too. So the system's beautiful in that way, that being you can change. Again, it's not about creating one box for hundreds of customers or borrowers to fit into.
Yeah.
You have to try to create multiple boxes. And then being able to go in and update and change those things, it's real time. It's on the fly, obviously, you know, testing, and you're able to do all these things. But if you need to react quickly, you know, if I can do it, man, anybody can do it. I'm the old tester for software.
Exactly. Yeah, that flexibility is going to be so important as we move forward. Indeed, indeed. All right, Justin, anything else to add here to wrap up? I mean, this is really good stuff. I love the flexibility of it, and the automation is just going to get better and better. And so it sounds like you guys are right there in the mix, and providing this stuff to creatives out there is going to help them out tremendously in these wacky times we're in right now, for sure.
Yeah, no, I think the only thing I'm adding is when we're looking at software in that way too, new software, modern software, and how we're building, doesn't have to have that same price tag it used to have I think that sometimes makes people hesitate to purchase LLSs and these things because of the price tag. We tend to keep those price tags lower as well. And more importantly, again, like I said, give power back to that credit union to let them do what they need to do. And we're here to support you. And we have a lending, I have a lending background myself, and we can help grow all of those programs.
I love innovation. I love how this stuff is just continuing to move forward and helping out people, you know, credit unions helping out their members. So this is really good stuff. Good stuff, Justin. All right, sir, I'm going to let you get back to work because I know you probably have a lot on your plate these days with all the changes going on. So
let's travel. And,
for everybody, less travel indeed. So good stuff, Justin. Well done. And so where can we find out all the, obviously, Alligent's website? And go there and check it out.
Alligent.com. Check us out and reach out directly to me anytime too.
Okay, cool. Right on. Thank you very much, Justin. Appreciate the time. Keep up the good work, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All righty.